Alright, we reach the 10th chapter now, and the 10th chapter is about project planning and scheduling. The word itself, plan and schedule. So, what is a planning? Let's look at our learning objectives. Our learning objectives for this chapter is planning is not the process of predicting what will be the future of the project, but it is the process of predicting how the future of the project will look like. So, example here, which we say we oftenly must be using Google Maps. The Google Maps is nothing but is created in such a format, and it's based on GPS. It's called as a geometric positioning system, or it's also called as a global positioning system. So it actually tells you where you are and where you're going. So it tells you how much time is it going to take, how much traffic it has. What is the mode that you're using? Are you walking? Are you on the bus, or are you actually in your car? So it calculates all those things and tells you how far would it take. So that's the planning aspect of it. Let's look at the example that's also written down here, which talks about a plan is like a roadmap, or a more precisely a geometrical positioning system. In today's technological advanced world, while following a plan is like a GPS one can always see. His locations with respect to a specific goal, where he wants to go, how far has he progressed towards his project goal, how far he or she is from his destination, and what are the steps, actions to reach that destination. So it also tells you how much, what is the speed that you need to have if you want to reach in 2 hours, what gears, if you have a better car, it also tells you what gears you need to be in, it tells you how fast you have to drive, how do you need to mitigate the traffic. If one road is full of traffic, how do you take the next road, and you should go from the next node, it gives, but the decision still lies with you, of course. So that's about planning, and that's why planning is important, because it gives you preempted information which tells you, right, this is not how it's going to look like. So important, project planning is the guide and basis of all the stakeholders to align, integrate. Two words, and I'm going to throw these two words to you again. It talks about align and integrate. Do not forget these words. They're actions to accomplish the final projects of the output. So aligning is getting in sync. Integrating is getting it together. We'll be discussing a scientific approach for project planning and scheduling, with an objective to provide accurate basis and guide to all stakeholders in the form of project premise, projects, plan and schedule. So let's talk quickly on what is project planning team. What is a project planning team? It's a combination of the stakeholders and some lead project owners. It's a combination of that thing, which also has the project manager involved. So let's look at it. Guideline and consideration of this process, of the process of organizing project team, as we've discussed in chapter number 7, the project planning team shall be reviewed and organized if necessary with references to requirements. In case different functional teams are executing the planning function for restricted areas with predefined boundaries, the boundaries must be acceptable both by the successor and predecessor of the stakeholders. Now I'm going to talk about what is a successor and what is a predecessor as we move on in this chapter. But here, to give you a simple example, you are predecessor of your father, and your son is your successor, or your daughter is your successor. That's how it's a simple mechanism to understand. I'll repeat: you are a predecessor of your father, and your son or daughter is going to be a successor. That's how we can understand these two words very, very easily. Let's look at the other aspects of it. All project planning teams must mandatorily work on a cohesive cohesive team. Very, very important, because if you remember, I did tell you, if your project team is not in sync, if your project team is not looking towards one goal, your project might be in a great danger if you're not able to complete it, you know, not able to get your teams in sync. Since the integration and interfacing of the various plans prepared by functional requirements at the functional levels of the overall project plan will be dedicated, a deciding factor of the project management and its success, because everybody is going to make their plans, every department, so finance will make the plans, IT will make the plans, you have your human resource who makes the plan, you have the planning team who makes the plan, and you have a stakeholder who's an objective. So unless all this comes in sync, it's not going to give you results. The role of a project manager and the project planning in charge is very crucial. Both of them are jointly expected to resolve all the differences, conflicts of interest within the project planning team, and ensure that the project plan and schedule will be released with an agreement of all stakeholders. Any unresolved issues, disagreements shall be recorded with the plan of action to create ownership about the project plan. Be very, very crucial and clear about it, that these are things that we have to ensure that we will do it, to ensure that we release the conflicts within the team, everybody gets on a common page. So there has to be a written document which talks about roles and responsibilities of every team member from the planning team as well. So project management and project planning processes, let's look at this. We have been talking about them. These are the five phases of a project is what we talk about. We talk about initiation, we talk about planning, we talk about execution, we talk about monitoring and controlling, and closing. So monitoring and controlling is ideally one phase or one part of the project. So any project for that matter will always have these five processes involved. Initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and control, and closing. So we will go with step by step in every aspect of it and what is it going to talk about. Let's talk about the other aspect of it, which is there are other sub-processes. Project management are the areas which are also referred in various places in an earlier chapter. In this earlier chapter, for example, human resource selection, procurement, manufacturing, documentation, financial approvals, quality control and approvals, engineering designs and approvals, and a lot of other things as well, which we've discussed in earlier chapters. So all of this ideally will fall. So like let's talk about human resource selection. Is a part of my planning process, but it's also a part of my initiation process. Design approvals is a part of my planning process, is also a part of my initiation process. It's also something that I have to monitor and control. It's also something that is important that I have a blueprint right till the end for closeout. So if you look at it, a lot of these aspects that we are talking about in this slide. So a lot of these aspects that we're talking about, if you notice, documentation is a part of all your processes. Finance approvals is all the processes. If there is a request change or a change request that's going to happen, is part of all the processes. So ideally, what you need to realize is if I'm my five processes will have all these sub processes involved into it. This takes us to the next aspect, which is the reference of the next slide is a figure which indicates the overall project management process and other processes and their interactions with each other via the internal and external stakeholders. It can be seen that the most of the internal stakeholders are directly interacting with the planning process team, and also external stakeholders are indirectly interacting with the planning process team. Considering these interactions, the role of planning process is very, very crucial for each of the stakeholders and selection of a very strong, experienced and competent project team for project planning. So hence, the more you do your projects, the more you are part of every project, your experience increases, and that's the time you can probably think of getting into a planning team. Let's look at the other aspects of it, which is the project planning team members must be fully aware of all the processes and interactions within the restricted area of which he or she is responsible, and well aware of overall project and project management processes. Project management team shall provide due consideration to the quality, cost and delivery of the project, along with the communication, human resource, risk procurement and stakeholder engagement. The complex nature of project may call it a repeated feedback loop and additional analysis. The project planning team's role doesn't end at the development of a project plan, but it continues till the project closure. So ideally, this is the team who integrates everything. Let's have a common understanding around this. This is a team which integrates everything when it comes from initiation to planning to monitoring and controlling to close up. It or designing also. It integrates everything. Why they are also called as the masterminds of the project. All right. So it could be one individual or it could be a team, but these are masterminds. Ideally, who are these? These are the HODs of the organization or senior people of the organization come in the planning team. So that is how I should look at it. So these teams will integrate all the project execution team to reach towards one goal. And when I say reach towards one goal, a goal that is perceived similar by everybody, maybe it's factual in nature. It has to have some number to be achieved by the end of the day. So that's called factual objectives as well. Now, it's a very complicated design that we have here, but I would still like to, once you see the slide, through your presentation, you will realize. But what is this complex design? This complex design is basically the integration of everything that we're talking. We will have, this is called the initiation process group. This is the planning process group. This is the project process group. This is executing process group. And this is the closeout process group. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as there. Where we have monitoring and controlling process. So if you look at it, it is parallel here where everything is getting monitored, monitored and controlled in this group. I have my initiating, planning, executing and closure. But my monitoring is here. I will find these blue chips as the stakeholders of my organization. This is customer, this is internal customer, this is the stakeholders at the management, these are the investors or sponsors of the project. So if you look at it, there are a lot of aspects in this this chart, and they are all integrated to each other. If you look at few arrows, I just want to put your thought to those few arrows. If you look at it, the stakeholders, the sponsors are a part of planning project process. The internal organization is the part of planning process. The customer is a part of planning process. Almost everybody who are key in the project are part of the planning process, because these are guys who actually create the plan, how to execute it. Initiation group, if you realize this part of it, this small part of it is called the project charter. If you remember, we spoke about that project charter is the formal authority that the planning should begin. So that's the project charter. So, I am not going to go deeper into it because it will be very difficult for you to realize how it works. But when you have a look at the slide, you will realize these are the words that we've already spoken about. Interaction of project management processes, the project executor itself can be project initiator or the sponsor, right? Could be possible. Suppliers are referred as sellers, and the dark dotted lines indicate the interaction between the internal process group, stakeholders, whereas the continuous lines indicates the interaction of the external. So that's the legend of this chart. This is just the legend of this chart that we're talking. I'm going to repeat the next as well. So let's look at project management plan. Overall project management plan ideally is a central document, as we've said. It's a central document that is a reservoir of all the planning that you've done. Whether it's how do you initiate it, how do you execute it, how do you close it, how do you monitor it, how do you control it, everything is planned in a document, and that's called a overall project management plan. Is a central document that describes how the project will be executed, monitored and controlled. It integrates and consolidates all the subsidiary plans and baselines for planning processes. The project management plan is now ready as an output of project analysis. Once the project management plan is baseline, it may only be changed, revised with a change request and a change approval and control process. So we've been speaking about change control processes. once my project analysis is done, whether, you know, why do I do a project analysis, or of course to understand whether it is profitable, to understand why the project has to be done, to understand what is the core purpose of my project. So once my core purpose is decided, I move on to a more cognitive level of work, and that more cognitive level of work will tell me when, how, what, and all the basic questions that we were talking about in the earlier chapters also. So once my that cognitive process is done, it gives me my project analysis. So that's where I do go ahead and do market analysis, research analysis. I conduct surveys of the product or services that I want to build up. So a lot of those things, and that gives me some data to for planning ahead. Okay, so that is exactly what we talk about. Project management plan is ready now after project analysis. While project management plan is a central primary document used to manage a project, other project documents are also used. These are not part of the project management plan, but are generated from subsidiary plans of project management plans while implementing the project planning process. Representative list of a project management plan components and project documents on this next slide indicates the document generated. Let's look at this. Now, if you can, let's look at what does it mean. It says the project management plan and project documents. All right. So, if you can have a little zoom on this, it will help us. So, let's look at this. It talks about project management plan. So the first part is stakeholder management plan. Activity attribute is one of the project document. Project staff assignment is one of the document. So project management plan has what all? Let's look at this. It has stakeholder management plan. It has scope management plan, schedule management plan. It will have my schedule baseline. What is the minimum baseline that I have? It will also have my risk management plan, requirement management plan, which is also called as the procurement management plan, and quality management plan. I will have my scope baseline. My scope baseline will have my scope, project scope management. I will have WBS, which is called as the work breakdown structure. Every structure that's broken down will have my dictionary meaning of that. I said procurement management plan, process improvement plan, which is also called as the Kaizen plan. I have human resource management plan. I have the cost management plan, which is the cost baseline, and then the rest of the parts of cost. In project documents, if I go ahead and I have a look at it, it says activity attributes, activity cost estimates, activity duration estimates, activity used estimates, and the rest is agreements and, you know, the other estimates that I have. I have a change log process. When I say change log process, it comes under scope baseline, which talks about what is the change mechanism that I have involved into it. Similarly, resource breakdown structure or resource breakdown structures, RBS, which how it's going to work. It is resource calendar is also a document, which is my schedule of how my work is going to happen. Risk register is a document that talks about what is the risk and how it has been anticipated. I have schedule data, which talks about what is the schedule of the of every activity and task that I'm performing. I have the seller proposal. So seller proposals is suppliers basically, and their documents. Source criteria. So what is the method of sourcing the information that I'm talking about? I have stakeholder register, which also talks about their responsibilities. I have team performance assessment, which is the monitoring purpose document, which could be a HRMS or which could be a appraisal method. And the last but not the least, we have work performance data, work performance information, and work performance reports. Now, this is part of my monitoring system as well. So, exhaustive chart, but this gives you in one shot how your work can happen in terms of understanding the complete plan. Project planning process, with the right start, it can be assured that the plans created but at the beginning of the project is an effective management tool throughout the project. is withstanding all the tracking requirements. Now, what do I mean by tracking? It's viewing, updating of all the actual progress tasks so that you can see progress across time, evaluated slippage of the task, compare scheduled or baseline data to actual data, and check the completion percentage of the task and project. Let's understand why I do need to plan. If I know where to go, any road is okay. I've been talking about this, if you remember. But I need to know where am I going. And every time I need to have a checkup on where am I going. If I don't do that, it's not going to help me to work around. So that's the aspect of what we're talking about here. The use of five-step planning process outlined here is to make sure that the planning process shall not go down to the wrong path anytime. This process assumes that the project start date is defined, the appropriate base calendar is applied, the default task type is set, and other settings are done. Then follow the following five steps. Create a task activity list and work breakdown structure, which is WBS. Estimate task activity durations. Estimate the resource requirements of the task activities and create and establish dependencies of task between task and activities and its implications, and assign a resource. So I always say this as a project manager, I believe that every activity needs to have a resource. Has a designated resource, his responsibilities are clear to him, and has a complete clarity of how to do it. So that is something that as a project manager I believe in. Let's look at project planning process. Using charts and softwares is one of beautiful method of doing it. There's one famous method is called Gantt charts. While following all these steps shall make a planning process very effective. They can be done and demonstrated very effectively by Henry Gantt. He initially created the chart around, and which was very popular as the Gantt chart. Building a Gantt chart manually is very tedious and it's cumbersome task, and many leave a chance of some mistakes. As on date, many softwares are available for this, and I gave you an example of MS Projects, because MS Projects is available in most of the MS Office packages, and it's very easy to learn as well. So it gives me packages all around, and it also helps me to schedule my calendar. That takes us to the next part of it. which talks about building a project plan in form of a Gantt chart has always advantages as such. It makes a quick revision possible with consideration of the impact. It is very useful for tracking and communicating progress of the projects. It can also be used to raise alarms, signals well in advance. Intention here is to promote to use the software to make the project management easier and comfortable, irrespective of the software used for achieving the purpose. The software used only will be helpful to an extent of executing the instructions with a pre-programmed menu. So you can actually design a menu there, and you can say, okay, these things should happen. But the final structure and accuracy of a project plan shall be dependent on the five mentioned steps above, which are the basics of any project plan. Let's look at the step one. We're talking now creating about the WBS or activity that's listed down under WBS, which is work breakdown structure. The activities are defined activities in the process of identifying and documenting the specific actions to be performed to produce a project deliverable. So let me give you an example, a very simple example. Say if I want to prepare tea. We have, every day we have tea. So and I need a good quality tea, a refreshing quality tea. I require it in a quantity. I require it in a specific color. That's an activity. And let's look at what are the things that I need to do that for that activity. What is the material I require? I require a gas burner. I require gas in that burner. I require a lighter, I require a vessel, I require a filter, I require the tea bag, I require water, I require if it's with sugar, I require sugar, if it's with milk, I require with milk, and all these are the ingredients of this. Now procuring these ingredients is an activity, alright. Asking somebody to execute and make that tea is an activity. who's going to procure what of that tea is also an activity. So it is as simple. These are activities. You know, so somebody is going to get sugar. Somebody is going to get this. Now, well, in practical scenarios, you don't require so many people for preparing tea. But if you break down these structures, you will realize what is the process of making a tea. So that is also called as the work breakdown structure, by the way. And if you look at the slide, it says the decomposition technique. I just showed you the decomposition technique while we spoke about preparing a tea. The decomposition technique is a very effective use for identifying and generating the activity list. Rolling wave planning is an iterative planning technique in which the work to be accomplished in a near term is planned in detail, whereas the work to be accomplished in the future is planned at a higher level. This plan keeps on rolling and more information is made available and specific details are agreed upon. Let's look at the next part of it. Activity list, activity attributes are and project milestones are the distinct outputs of a project for defining activities. Duration associated resources and cost are the activity attributes, whereas an important significant point or an event is a project in milestone is a milestone. Sequencing activity is a process that defines the logical sequence of a project or of a work. On the basis of the documentation relationship of the project activities to be obtained or to obtain the highest efficiency irrespective of the constraints. Now that's why it is important that you have an activity list first of all, then you have its attributes, and then it needs to have a milestone of when do I need to achieve it. So we will now move on to the next part of it, and let's see what's it. It still says, how do I create a structure now? So the next thing that we're talking about is we're talking about the work breakdown structure. The process of creating a WBS or a work breakdown structure is ideally for project deliverables and project work into small manageable components called as tasks or activities. If you remember my example, if I have a plate full of food for my lunch or dinner, I'm not going to gulp everything together. I'm going to have piece by piece, and that's exactly the formula that's been used in any project as well. So I will try breaking it down in such manageable formats because at the end of the day, don't forget we only have 24 hours, and a human being can work maximum for 8. So we have these constraints as human beings, and but we still have bigger aspirations. So it's integral that we break our activities in such a format that those are manageable at every time. So these manageable components are called as tasks or activities. The key objective of a process is to provide a structured vision of the output that can be delivered. Now the WBS is a hierarchical decomposition of a total scope of work on the basis of project definition. So remember this, that it is the WBS or hierarchy of decomposition. So which also means that who all will be involved into it, how what is the skills of skill set of an individual, how this individual will be able to dwell into a lot of work, how the activity is going to affect the predecessor or the successor, all those things have to be accounted while you're creating a WBS. The WBS is a hierarchical decomposition, as I said, of the total scope of work on the basis of project definition. Taking to the next level of it, it says the lowest level component of WBS shall contain the planned work, which is also called as a work package. So if you remember, or I don't know if you've gone through this, this talks about the skill set or things that an individual has to deliver within set period of time. So that's the aspect of what a work package is. We're going to dwell a little more on that. Let's look at this. A work package can be used to group of activities of which work is scheduled, estimated, monitored, and controlled. So these are manageable tasks or activities that an individual can perform or a group can perform, which can be managed, which can be controlled, which can be monitored. The work referred in the context of WBS indicates the product deliverables in measurable terms. As a result of the activity, the inputs that are required to consider creating a WBS is scope management plan. So scope management plan, if you remember, I spoke about the chart which has scope management plan, which has project scope statement. So what is the scope of this project? Requirement finalized after the project analysis. customer specified guidelines, standards, for example, ISO or IEC standards or whatever. You know, it's organizational processes, policies, templates, if you have any organizational hierarchical, or historical data with the learnings of the previous projects.